now it's time for the Coach's Show with Sterling head coach Clint Wiley on WSHS Sterling High School Radio with your hosts Rob Strauss and Tad Kozineski. And welcome to another edition of the Coach's Show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss here with Sterling head football coach Clint Wiley for the final edition of our Coach's Show. And Coach, coming off a really, really tough 31-7 loss at West Deptford last night. Very, very cold night in a number of different ways. Give us your assessment real quick on how you feel the game went. Obviously not the result that you wanted, but it was, you know, team performance-wise.
Thanks again, Rob, for doing another great show. Appreciate all your work throughout the year. And like you stated earlier, this is the last one, so let's make it the best. West Deptford's performance, I think we went into that game being happy being into the playoffs. I said to the kids it was the first time this year that I didn't feel we were fighting, that we kept fighting. It just seemed like we were very pleased and content of just making the playoffs, which really surprised me with this team. I think this was a game that we didn't execute on every phase of the ball, from coaching, from playing, from special teams, to offense, to defense. Basically the overview of the game basically went down to, you know, we get the ball in the first play of the game. We got 12 guys on the field, break the huddle. We got a 5-yard penalty. Now we end up getting 12 of those yards, which were 3 yards short. If we didn't have that first penalty, now we got a first down, had great field position from our kickoff return team. So then we had to punt the ball. I thought our defense did a good job of bending but not break. Did a nice, they drove the ball all the way down the field to about our 8-9 yard line. Our defense held them to a field goal. Anytime you play a powerful offense like that, holding a team to a field goal is a win in my book. So I thought our defense, continued to fight, and did a good job of holding them to a field goal. And then we got the ball back with great field position. We weren't able to do anything with the ball and offensively. You know, we had the ball four times. In the our first four series, we weren't even able to get a first down. So that they got hurt us. Defensively, then we threw an interception. And then you got the ball on the 25-yard line, which then that turns into a touchdown. So now you're down 10-0, and then we had a nice drive right before the half. We missed the field goal attempt, which could have been a 10-3 game. So we go into halftime 10-0, still feeling good about, you know, where we're at in the game, because it's 10-0. We didn't really play that well on offense or defense. So at halftime, we made some adjustments, and then from the third quarter, I don't think we stepped up to the challenge. From the opening kickoff, they returned it all the way back to our 40-yard line. Defensively, we gave up a touchdown, make it 17-0. Then we come back the next series. We don't get a first down. Then we snap the ball over our punter's head. So now they get the ball on the 1-yard line, and then they score. So now you're 24-0, and then we came back and scored, and then it was 24-7, and then the last 33-yard run was really disheartening because it was 3rd and 15, and the Owens boy got in the open space, and we shied away from a little bit of contact there. So ended up, with the Knights with a defeat. But on the other hand, the positive things, we got back to the playoffs for the first time since 05. Hopefully our kids got a sour taste in their mouth and understand the expectations are we need to get here year in and year out. And that's what we're hoping for.
Take us back a little bit to that play that at the end of the first half, it could have been a go for it on fourth. There was 4th and short. You elected to go for the field goal. Marcus misses the field goal. Was there any thought you guys would go for it on fourth and try and pick it up, or were you?
No, I think it was 4th and I thought it was 4th and goal at that point in time.
Yeah.
And we had the ball on the 7-yard line. Three plays there that we weren't able to execute. I mean, I think we had a penalty, and then we got down to the 7-yard line. Now, at that point in time, you just want to get points on the board, build some confidence with your offense, and then, go into halftime 10-3 against a really good team.
Did the weather play a part at all? I know being up in the stands, and we weren't moving around, obviously, as much as you were, but very, very bitter cold evening. We haven't played a game like that all season. Weather play any factor?
No, I think the only factor in the game was our buses. There was a major car accident on Route 30 that one of our buses showed up. It was interesting before the game. As a coach and as players, you got to be able to adapt and adjust to any obstacles you face. We were supposed to leave here at 4:45. We didn't leave. Half the team left at 5:15. The other half The bus didn't show up till 5:30, quarter to 6 because of an accident. We had coaches in traffic. Make a long story short, we finally had our complete team there at 6:30. 6:30 for a 7 o'clock kickoff, you know. Wow. So, but you know what? That's no difference in the game. Those are just things you face. Those are obstacles. You got to make the most of it. And but no, with the weather, definitely did not.
Were you surprised that West Effort, how run heavy they were this time around when we played them earlier in the season? They seemed to be a little bit more balanced pass to run. So they ran a lot on both times we played them because they have some pretty outstanding running backs on that team. But they really shied away from the pass. We saw a pass early in the first quarter, I think on the second play of the game or so, and then really not again for the rest of the game.
Yeah. No, they're a run team. That's who they are, you know. And they were able to run the ball against us, you know, a little bit. They had a lot more yards this game than they did the first game against us. So, you know, I think we the kids played a little bit harder. But we just didn't tackle well, you know, against a team as good as West Effort with a big fullback. You got to be able to tackle well. But, you know, our kids competed throughout the course of the year. You know, and I just want to take away for what they did this year, not just that game. And that's, you know, just trying to focus on the positive things and get ready for the Collinswood game. That's the only thing we can do at this time to erase that bad memory of last Friday night.
West Effort will move on to face Woodstown, who upset, I guess you consider it an upset, upset against Haddon Heights. Yeah. Any thoughts on that upset?
Yeah, what really surprised me is it was an 8-6 football game, and they were able to hold Haddon Heights, who I think has a great offense, to only 6 points. After speaking to Clyde, who was at the game, and Ralph, the head coach of Haddon Heights, the other day on the phone, you know, Haddon Heights just picked one of their worst game of the year was against Woodstown. I don't know if they went in a little bit too cocky or too confident, but they turned the ball over. They did a lot of things that they're not used to doing, and Woodstown was able to get a safety and 2 field goals and pull up the upset. So, like we talk about all the time, you got to show up and play the games. That's why football is so special.
A baseball score here in the playoffs. Yeah. I know it's not like it was a it's just a very interesting game, I'm sure. An 8-6 game, you don't really see those kind of finals. You usually see those at the end of a 9-inning baseball game, but not a playoff football game when there really wasn't the weather really wasn't that much of a factor. No. It wasn't raining or snowing or anything like that. But you think West Effort goes on to to win Group 2?
Yep. I think they have a great chance of winning Group 2. I think they'll definitely be in the championship game. It'll be interesting to see who wins the Cedar Creek-Willenboro game. Two very talented athletic teams, but I think Cedar Creek will be able to pull it out. It'll be a great game. Cedar Creek versus West Effort will be interesting because you're going to have two different types of teams. You got a West Effort team that likes to pound the ball down your throat, run, and then you have a Cedar Creek who's basically, they air it out. They play with 3, 4, even 5 receivers at a time. They got a quarterback going to Georgia Tech who can run and throw the ball, and their weakness is their offensive line. And I would say West Effort's weakness defensively is defending the pass. You know, so it should be an interesting game. But once again, I would give the advantage to West Effort because they're a team that's won the state championship. They understand what it takes. They've been in a playoff game. They've been in the state championship games. Whereas, you know, Cedar Creek, if they make it, it'll be their first time in school history.
West Effort will be home throughout the playoffs with the exception of the championship game, which I believe is played at a neutral site.
At Rowan, yeah.
At Rowan University. So if you want to check out great game last year for the championship.
Yeah.
Will be another good one this year, I'm sure. Maybe featuring West Effort, who knows?
So,
Is there anything that you guys said to your seniors after the game, the West Effort game, after taking a tough loss on the road like that for the first time in the playoffs? How did the seniors take it? How did the players take the loss?
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, you always got to reflect and say, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, what could I have done to do a little bit better? I mean, to be a little bit better, you know, tonight. And that's from the coaches, the players. The biggest thing is, I said to the seniors, is this: you know, you got to remember what it feels like to lose a tough game like this. You know, being in the playoffs for the first time, not being able to execute how you're capable of playing, and thank the good Lord that we're all going to wake up on Thursday morning and have a chance to play again on Thanksgiving. And you always remember, as a high school, college, NFL player, your last game, and that's what you want to be remembered by. And the biggest thing we talk about is the most important game for us is the next game. Well, to these seniors, this Collinswood game is going to be very special because it will be their last game. And you know, and that's the thing that's going to be nice. I mean, we're trying to bring the tradition back here of Sterling football, and we preached about winning a Collinswood game. Before last year, we won one out of the last seven games against Collinswood. You know, so us winning 14-6 last year, those seniors were able to leave that field as a winner for the first time in 7 years against Collinswood. And I expect, and I've been instilling in our young men and our seniors how important this game is, being able to leave Sterling High School, being a winner, beating Collinswood. And I think they can be the first team since 2000 and so to be able to beat Collinswood 2 years in a row. I went back all the way to 2003. Since 2003, we've only beat Collinswood twice, including last year. So there hasn't been a team here since 2003 that's been able to walk off the field and say, we beat Collinswood 2 years in a row.
We're going to get off to a quick break right now. When we get back from the break, more from Sterling head football coach Clint Wiley. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Back with more right after this.
Attention all Sterling High School community members. If you are a resident of Laurel Springs, Magnolia, Hinell, Somerdale, Stratford, or if you have children who attend Sterling High School, the Sterling Board of Education invites you to enjoy the recently renovated state-of-the-art fitness center at Sterling High School. Hours of operation for the fitness center are as follows: Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5:30 a.m. through 7:30 a.m. Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. If you are interested in using a fitness center, please send an email indicating what day and time you would like to attend with your name, address, and phone number to Mr. Matt Sheehan at msheehan@sterling.k12.nj.us or call 856-784-1333, extension 4701.
Man, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. It's the same thing on every station.
Hey, not every station's like that. I just started following At Nights Radio on Twitter. They tweet news about the Sterling community and they have their own radio station.
But what makes them different?
Well, the whole station is run by students.
That's awesome, and I love Twitter. I'm gonna go follow At Nights Radio right now.
Follow At Nights Radio on Twitter to receive news about sports, music, and everything Sterling.
Well, the thrill of watching sports, keeping stats, broadcasting live events? If so, WSHS Sterling High School Radio is looking for student sports directors. As a student sports director, you will get to learn to keep stats and records, help set up broadcast live events while getting a great view of the game. Students will also record and edit sports promos to be aired on WSHS. For more information, stop by room 402 or contact station manager Rob Strauss at wshs.radio@gmail.com. Sterling High School Radio, the exclusive home for live coverage of Sterling Athletics.
And now back to the Coach's Show with Sterling football head coach Clint Wiley on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Looking ahead to the Thanksgiving Day game here, a lot of history going way, way back to the 90s and even prior to that with Sterling against Collinswood. Big win last year, 14-6, a signature win for your seniors and to send them, like you said, send them off the field knowing that they are a winner. What are you expecting out of Collinswood this morning as far as from on both sides of the ball?
I think they're a tough team. I think they're well coached. They're a team that their record does not reflect who they are. I think they're talented. And I think it's going to be a great game. Like last year, I believe they came in with the same record, maybe 3-6 at the time, and they gave us everything we could handle. So I expect, you know, this to be a tough, hard-nosed football game. And I always tell the players, you got to remember what's the past. The past is going to make you become better. And Collinswood has controlled this series, you know, the last 7 years. And so for us to make sure this is for Sterling High School to control this series, they need to understand where they came from.
Collinswood enters this series 6-3 against Sterling in the last nine meetings. However, you guys obviously winning last year. 2007 and 2003 were your other wins here. Obviously, you weren't here for that.
Right.
But What a sterling enough to do today to not only get the W on an important game on a number of different levels. You want to win it for the seniors. Mm-hmm. You want to finish the season at 500. Mm-hmm. You guys have an opportunity to finish at 5-5. What is Sterling going to have to do this morning to do that?
What we're going to have to do is go out and play Sterling football. We're going to have to be physical. We're going to have to be tough. We're going to have to tackle well. We're going to have to do what our coaches ask us to do. We got to be able to execute our plays from up front on the offensive side. Our offensive line has to do a great job of playing assignment football, being able to block whoever we asked him to block. Our running backs are going to have to do a great job of blocking and also running the football. And our quarterback's going to do a good job of managing our offense and not turning the football over. Defensively, we got to fly the football and we got to tackle well. We got to be physical. And then our special teams, our kids got to go out and do what we ask them to do and make a difference in the game. If we come out and play like we're capable of playing physical, tough, hard-nosed, Sterling football, we hope and we expect a win today. And like we say to the guys, this could be the first team since 2005 and 2004 that's won five games or more, the last two seasons. And we haven't had that here in Sterling High School. So, we always talk about the history and us creating our own history. And so the program, as historical as Sterling football is, 2004-2005 was the last two seasons back-to-back. They won five games or more, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here today.
Taking a look at some of the seniors that are graduating, you guys have a lot of seniors on this team who are going to move on to bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. How big of an impact have these seniors made for your program in this second year for you?
I think they've done everything we've asked of them. They've made a huge impact. They've come in to a different style, different philosophy, different ways of doing things, and they bought in. They didn't all buy in at first. I mean, it's taken some. Took a couple of them one day, 2 days. Took a couple of them a year and a month. But overall, that's what's part of developing and building a team. And I would say that these kids have done everything we've asked of them as coaches. They have worked their rear ends off to make Sterling football better, and I'm very proud of them. It's going to be hopefully a very exciting day and also a sad day to see these seniors leave because they've done a lot. They've been through a lot. Their freshman and sophomore year, now their junior year, being able to see a win and then winning five games this year, this will be very special for this group that built the foundation, put the concrete block right there so we can build this to the tradition it once was.
Any seniors in particular that have really made an impact with you or then the rest of your coaching staff that are kind of an irreplaceable?
Without a doubt. I mean, one kid, Devin Thompson, is a young man who I say he's an overachiever. He's done everything we've asked of him, no matter if it was playing wide receiver, playing tight end, playing defensive end, to linebacker. I mean, he's a young man where you could sit there and say, man, that kid gave you everything you got, everything he has, and he never questioned anything. He played defensive end last year as a junior and honestly got pushed around. But the kid never quit, never complained. He just came back and he worked his rear end off in the offseason, did a great job for our championship track team in the spring, and he kept working hard. And he's a kid, man, if you can build a program around, he's one of a few kids that you say, hey, be like Devin Thompson. Hey, he may not be the best athlete on the team, but he's got the will, he's got the work ethic, and he's a tough kid. And then Khalil Howard, by far, a very, very special young man. I mean, I've been blessed to be around some special athletes in my time in coaching. And Khalil Howard, man, defines everything you want in a football player. He may not be the biggest kid, may not be the fastest kid, but he's a tough, hard-nosed young man that's going to run through a wall for you. He's an old-school football coach where you say, hey, coach, I mean, you say to a player, hey, run through a wall. He runs through that wall and then asks you why. And he was a great leader for us, great captain. Devin and Khalil both are captains of this team, and I'm proud to be their coach.
Any colleges knocking on the door, and the graduating seniors, and maybe going to make a commitment in the upcoming spring season to go and play outside of Sterling?
Yeah, I think Khalil Howard by far has a great shot to be a Division I AA, maybe a Division II player. Like I say to any college coach comes in here, I want that kid to play for me. He's a tough hard-nosed. He's going to overachieve. He's going to work hard. He just needs to get a little bit bigger and stronger in the weight room. He needs to put on some weight. I think he's a defensive player in college, and he's a smart football player. And the best thing about him is his character and his work ethic. Because the young man does whatever you ask of him.
Looking back on this season, obviously the last game is going to be today. And take us back a little bit. Best moment for you as a coach this season?
Best moment for me this season was the Paulsboro game. Because we were able to beat Paulsboro for the first time since 2005. You know, knocking off a team that's really dominated us the last few years, giving our kids the belief that they can compete against anyone, and it's building the foundation for next year's team. And but it was a nice, exciting victory. It was nice in a lot of aspects. One, we were down, and our kids kept fighting. They were down 10-0, kept fighting, kept believing in us, and we were able to pull that game out. Number two, it was nice to have the 1992 football team back here. Seeing a lot of guys coming back who are used to winning in championship, and hopefully that rubs off on our kids. But that night by far was a very exciting night for starting football and for myself.
A signature win of the season, I guess, for the whole team. Mm-hmm. You guys have a shot to get back to 500 tonight, mm-hmm. Or this morning rather. I'm so used to saying tonight.
Yeah, right.
Used to playing tonight,
yeah.
But Thanksgiving morning game. And what are your big plans for the game? I mean, you guys have something special planned for the team, either before or after. You guys do a pregame meal.
Yep. We do the pregame meal, and then we'll go over, and then they have the nice ceremony before the game. They'll have the seniors and their parents being recognized. I mean, the thing that's so special about when the parents get recognized is because they've done a lot for these young men. You know, they've given them the opportunity to go out and be involved in sports, give them a house, give them a roof over their head, provide meals for them. Make them grow up to be young men. And that's what we're trying to do. The parents and the coaches working together, trying to develop these guys and the young men and prepare for the real world once they leave starting high school. So I think that's always a special time. I really want to thank the parents for allowing me coach their kids and hopefully pushing them to be the best player they possibly can be, but more important, be a better young man. And it'll be, like I said, it'll be an exciting day today. Because I've seen a lot of development in the last 2 years with these seniors, but also be a sad day because you'd like to have them back for a couple more years. And then hopefully we have a great game today and we come out with a victory because, like I said to the kids, that Thanksgiving tastes a lot better with a victory than going home with a loss. And last year's seniors can testify to that, and I hope this year's seniors have that same opportunity.
And now that you've had a chance, the season's almost over now, is this season panned out the way that you expected to at the very beginning of the season?
No, I had higher expectations, and there's a few games that we just didn't win that were close. So am I satisfied? No, never be satisfied as a coach. There's a few games on that scoreboard I would like to have back. You know, we lost some close games this year. I thought we were a better football team than a 5-5 team. But that's the way life is. And the good Lord works in mysterious ways, and we got to find out. Maybe that's going to help us in our offseason, motivating these kids, pushing these kids for next year's team. But overall, I thought the kids, I was very happy with the kids' effort, the development of their toughness, and of their being a better football player. But as a coach, you're never satisfied until you're 10-0, you know?
Absolutely. Coach, just want to thank you so much for, you know, dedicating your time when you're not putting plays up on your big whiteboard here and you know, meeting with your team to meet with us and just kind of give us an inside view of how the team's doing. But I want to thank you for everything you've done for us this season here at Sterling Radio.
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much, Rob, for everything you guys do. I mean, you guys are – we're very blessed to have you guys bring the games live on the radio and then on television also. I just want to shout out our football banquet this year is going to be January 21st at Paris Caters. And then also all football fans who love the golf, we're going to have our golf outing again this year, June 8th. I'll be sending stuff out in the mail. But if anybody can help support our football team in the golf outing this year, June 8th, it'd be awesome. Hey, but thanks again.
Where's the golf outing again?
It's going to be
still undecided?
Still undecided.
Okay.
We haven't decided yet, but last year was our first outing. We had about 50 golfers.
Nice.
Hopefully this year we'll double it to 100. But it was a great day, an exciting day for Sterling football.
And stay tuned to Sterling Radio. Also, I'm sure the school website will have information on that as well as soon as that's released. But again, Coach, good luck this morning, and congratulations on another good season.
Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it. Go Knights.
And that's a Go Knights. And that's going to do it for our final Coach's Show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Stay tuned for live play-by-play action with myself, John Flacco, and Frank McClosey coming up shortly.